Okay, we'll go back now. We got one under old business, but we'll go back to this evening's business. And we have one that we had taken under advisement, and it is case number 10,627.
The standards for granting a variance. There's lots of uniqueness in the property. You know, it raises the question, how many more properties are there with insufficient parking by standards of the ordinance?
Right.
It definitely wasn't created by the applicant. And I can sympathize with the opposition because that there's a parking issue, but there's already a parking issue.
Has been.
Yep. Who, as I stated earlier, back in the older days, who would have envisioned that, you know, when you couldn't get away property in Bethany, that, you know, there would be overcrowdedness, but here we are.
Yep.
So, I don't know what the solution, you know, what the solution would be. Nobody wants to give up property. Do you give up, you know, property for parking? I think that, again, sympathetic to the opposition, but it's not a new problem.
No.
And I think the applicant addressed all the standards for granting a variance. And so I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,627. The stipulation as proposed for the 8 parking spaces of the employees behind Sensation Sparsal.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,627 with the stipulation that the 8 parking places behind Sensation be for the employees.
Okay.
And having been said, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved. Okay.